In her third year of medical school, Karen Dung found herself on the other side of Texas, 12 hours from the Gulf Coast where she grew up, in a panhandle town called Hereford.
Hereford is known for being the beef capital of the world. There's definitely more cows than people out there, so.
Needless to say, there aren't many mental health care workers. In fact, there aren't any psychiatrists. That's the reason Dong was there. She's studying at UNT Health Science Center's Rural Osteopathic Medical Education Program. And this rotation showed her just how severe the mental health care shortage is.
You have a patient that comes in and they need immediate care or something more acute, and then you tell them that the soonest they can get in for an appointment is 6 months from now or 8 months from now. It's not really what we want to tell our patients.
Of course, Hereford is unique. After all, it's named after a breed of cattle. But it's far from the only area in Texas without adequate access to mental health care. Travis Singleton tracks physician shortages for the Texas consulting firm Merritt Hawkins. He says 185 counties in Texas, that's out of 254, have no psychiatrist. That's more than 3 million people.
And I think while we knew the demand was high, I don't think anyone expected it to that extent.
What Singleton calls a silent epidemic is an everyday challenge for Greg Hanch. He's policy director for the Texas branch of the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
We hear from people all the time who have to travel 50 miles or more to see a psychiatrist, who have to get on a waiting list in order to access services at a community center.
And when people experiencing mental illness can't get help, it's dangerous. Hanch points to a recent study showing the youth suicide rate in the U.S. was almost twice as high in rural areas.
It's astounding. You know, that's a real-life practical impact of the mental health workforce shortage and shortages being services being far less available in rural areas.
In 2010, Texas ranked near the bottom of the list when it came to funding mental health care. In 2013, state legislators increased the budget by a record $259 million. Even so, State Senator Charles Schwartner of Greenville says we're doing a poor job of recruiting mental health care workers.
Because even if you have the money going toward mental health care, you still need the professionals to obviously staff that care.
So how do you convince young medical school students to become psychiatrists, social workers, and psychologists in places that have more cows than people? Schwartner is using cash. Starting in 2016, a program he sponsored will help around 100 medical health professionals repay loans. If they go to work in underserved areas, they can apply for $40,000 to $160,000 in assistance.
There's no question that it's going to help.
Again, Greg Hanch with the National Alliance on Mental Illness. He also says Texas lawmakers should raise Medicaid reimbursement rates for mental health services. That would help doctors treating underserved patients break even. For fourth-year med student Karen Dung, it's also important to address the stigma of seeking mental health care in communities both small and large.
Even I have some family members that aren't supportive of, you know, me going into psychiatry, and there are people still out there that don't think mental illness should be considered a real, you know, diagnosis.
After she graduates, Dong says she's committed to breaking down the mental health stigma as a psychiatrist and doing it in a rural Texas town. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.